hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And we reached another milestone.
Hi, I'm here too.
Oh, CJ's here. I forgot. Oh, Cock Johnson. Bastard. Would never start the show without him.
But you just did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was kind of
very easterly.
I was focused on our anniversary today. You know, this week we crossed another milestone. 29 years.
It's all about you.
Of doing Scuba Radio. No, it's about all of us. We're an ensemble. I was going to give you props. I was.
Creating the intro way back then?
Yeah. Eventually I would get there, probably right before the end of the show.
I always have to remind you.
But yeah, CJ, he did it. He did all that.
On the show then, but I did it then.
You know, a lipstick on a pig is what it's been compared to, you know, when you dress it up like that.
No, I want you to find some old clips, but you're too lazy to up your mini disc player.
Yeah, screw that noise. That would take way more.
What kind of anniversary is this?
I'm always looking towards the future.
It's a lame anniversary.
30. No, 30 is going to be here before
we
know.
You better wire up that thing. You have a year to do it.
Yes. Well, we will see. We'll have to do something for 30, but we're going to focus on the future.
I bet you don't.
What do you mean, you bet I don't?
I bet you don't wire it up for next year.
We did something special for 20, and so we'll do something special for 30.
Was that the puppets?
Yes, the puppets.
God, that was 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I never thought we'd make it to 20. And now we're looking at 30 in the headlights. So it's going to be here before we know it. But yeah, hey, the fact that we got to 29 is shocking.
29 years and still sucking on
29
air.
And feeling fine.
I knew you were going to do that.
No? You don't like that?
It's creepy and it's awkward.
Okay. Well, let's ask the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We got Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. Vinny Two Tanks sporting his Scuba Radio top. And of course, Bubble Boy.
Top?
With us. Yeah.
Shirt. He's,
okay. It's a shirt. A top.
Top's for chicks.
Bubble Boy's birthday is the same day as our anniversary, which is April Fool's Day.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Bubble Boy. So maybe he's finally become a man. Nah. I think he's still a
Bubble
boy.
Man.
Bubble Boy, just kind of.
At my age, it's Bubble Gut.
Okay, well, there's that.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, well, okay.
Wait, mine's just a beer keg. Is all mine is.
All right, fine. We weren't going to talk about everybody's physical appearance, and we haven't done it since we started. Yeah, well, no, I mean, 29 years of doing Scuba Radio for
I'm
a reason.
Bald.
They pretty much illustrated why we don't really focus on video and leave that to people like Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba.
And, what's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? So, so 29, feeling fine. And we do have some special stuff to kind of reminisce on the show today. We're going to get to that. But we also have some new things.
29 and an aching spine.
Because it also correlates with Easter. And as last week, towards the end of the show, we talked about the Easter eel, which is a legend that we help perpetuate and take to the next level. You know, if you've been a good diver, boy or girl, tomorrow morning on Easter Sunday.
So
hopefully you're going to get chocolates delivered through your plumbing from the Easter eel.
I want to make sure I get this straight.
Yeah.
For this Easter, like every Easter before.
Uh-huh.
You're not focusing on Jesus rising from the dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a thing, too.
You're focusing on an eel in your toilet.
No. Yeah, the Easter eel is a thing that divers can get behind that are kind of sick and tired of the whole Easter bunny laying thing. What do you mean, so yes?
The answer to my question is yes.
No. You still do your religious preference and that kind of thing.
But you're not.
No, I'm doing both. I'm just focusing on replacing the Easter bunny with something that divers can relate to better. The Easter eel, which is just for scuba divers.
I didn't say anything about a bunny.
Huh?
I didn't say anything about a bunny.
I know, but I'm taking the Easter bunny, and we have kind of perpetuated a new angle that divers can...
I just like giving you a hard time, heathen.
29 years, and I've put up with this. Why? Is the question.
I haven't been on for 29.
All right. So anyway, obviously, Cock Johnson's, he's not going to get little chocolates.
I'm trying to do the math.
The Easter eel is listening right now, and you're going to be delivered something in through the plumbing of your turlet tomorrow morning. And it is going to be chocolate.
I'm 19 years.
Casey Tobacco
so
Nut
is Bubble Boy.
Knows what I'm talking about, I believe, right?
I have a couple questions about
that. Oh, God,
help us.
Are
you not going to mention his hat?
Yeah, I wasn't, because... He's kind of the Mad Hatter today, but go ahead, Casey the Tobacco Nut. Prove your title.
So the whole thing is he comes up and he leaves you little chocolates, right?
Yeah. If you've been good, if you've been a good diver for the year, yes.
So this morning I got up and I had some of these little chocolates scattered around in my bathroom.
Yeah. It's just rat droppings.
Like maybe he delivered early.
Don't eat those.
Have you been? You've been extra good. Oh, he just ate it.
Well,
is it chocolate
droppings? Have you ever had one?
Have I had an eel dropping?
Yeah. Well, the bunny leaves you chocolates.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Or the eel leaves you chocolates.
If you've been good. Now, if you've been bad, you might be chewing on poo right now, Casey.
It's kind of chocolatey, but it has a lot of fish and salt water flavor to it.
Okay. All right.
That might be a sardine.
Is it a little chunky?
Maybe.
Is there corn in it?
Okay. Well, as far as I know, Casey's been pretty good this year. And he's been going through some challenges, too, on his way back to diving. So I think it's probably chocolate. But if he passes out during the show today, we'll know. And maybe he didn't live up to the standards of what the Easter eel expected this year.
I was just wondering, how many chocolates have you got? Because
every year. I've been good every year. For 29 years, Casey, I've been doing this show.
Well, we have to wait until tomorrow morning.
Yes, I'll know for sure. But
hey, and my second comment is, okay.
You got another one.
This show for 29 years?
Yeah, uh-huh.
This guy.
That's right, Casey the Tobacco
Nut.
One
of the originals.
He's an OG.
And when you were at WJRR.
Nope. Wrong station.
Who's drill?
Way back in the day when you were doing the advertising.
One of those radio stations here in Orlando. Yes.
It had a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
JJRR.
Yeah. That's fine.
It's retarded, like a pirate.
And I was calling in. So it's you and me, Greg. We're the original ones left.
As much as I tried to shake him, nope. He stuck to me like a virus. God bless him. All right.
Use that Gorilla Glue.
Yeah. But yeah, he was. Casey Tobacco Nut is definitely a Scuba Radio OG.
And like I said, Bubble Boy and myself joined at the same time, so we're 19 years.
19?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's got to have a catchy flavor to them.
Okay. You know what's cool? Next year will be...
I think that's
enough.
Whatever, virus that he has, I think the first thing to go is taste.
It's a brain
just
worm.
For the record.
Next year's your 30th for the show. It'll be Bubble Boy and myself 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool and round number.
Okay.
If we make it that far.
No,
I've made it 15 years with him, so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So
I just got a new battery for 16 more years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be with us.
That's optimistic.
Oh, jeez. Well, we got... I don't know if that's... I don't know if we're selling it or we're warning people. Things are going to
continue. If I'm hearing this, I'm like,
Yeah. But look, we got to come up with new revenue streams, and we're going to debut one today for Easter. Stick around that. And the Dive Guide coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.